Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning. I see on my account where they bill me for a $59.95. Why they bill me for that? I would like to know.
I'm sorry, ma'am. It's a little hard for me to understand you. Can you repeat
that
for me?
Okay, let me tell you again. I see on my account I was billed $59.95. I did not order anything from this company. So I would like to know what was that.
Okay, I have to pull up the billing. What's your first and last name?
My first name is Pamela and my last name is Ogilvy.
And your zip code?
10475.
Okay, I have shiloh1233@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, and what is the shipping address?
The shipping address is 100 Darrow Place, apartment 16E.
Okay, so it shows me here that there was the trial offer that was placed, and it was for the Pure Mini Pods. Were you paid the $5.95 shipping and handling?
I did not get anything.
Okay, you didn't place the trial offer?
I placed the trial. They say that, but they did not say they would have to pay $59.99, and up to now, I don't receive anything.
Okay, so when you place the shipping fee for the trial, you get a 14-day trial. After those 14 days, you're billed for it. And
well,
the charge is, let me see, it was delivered on May the 10th.
I don't get anything. I just came back. I was out on my vacation. I just came back yesterday. And I did not know. I thought they say it was a free thing, too. I didn't know you have to pay for it. Pay $59.99 for that, and I can go into a store and buy something like that for less than it. No, I didn't get anything, and I didn't, well, maybe come and I didn't, and I wasn't there, or something like that. Can you cancel that transaction for me, please?
I cannot cancel the transaction, ma'am. It looks like there was a delivery with the USPS on May the 10th.
Well,
if you're saying you didn't place the order and you didn't receive, all I can do is send you to our fraud department. Give me just a moment so I can get you over.
And then the other things is what, $59.99 a month or what? Hello?
I don't have...
What is $59.95 for?
The $59.95 is for the pods.
So, the pods wasn't free then. They say it was a survey and it was free.
Okay,
that's
so if you place that survey and you paid the shipping fee, it's not fraud. I can't send you to the fraud department. So when you paid the $5.95, that's not the cost for the pods. That's the shipping and handling cost. After the 14 days, you're billed the full amount, which is $59.95.
Yes, but I didn't receive it, and I don't want it.
Well, I can give you the tracking number. You need to call the post office because they're saying it was delivered on May the 10th.
Okay. What did I just say to your mom, that I wasn't at home?
Even if you weren't home, that doesn't stop a delivery.
That's what I'm saying. That wouldn't stop a delivery, but I'm saying
so you need
I
to
wasn't
call
at
the
home,
post
so
office.
I wouldn't get it yet. Tell me.
Would you like the tracking number?
Yes, give me the tracking number.
It is 927-489. 9990. No, ma'am. It is 927.
Yes, that's what I have.
489.
Mm-hmm.
9990.
Okay.
9954.
Mm-hmm.
6904. 9854.
9854. I'll just call my bank and tell them to stop the payment. All right, thank you.
So the payment has already processed for the $59.95.
My bank, it is pending.
Ma'am, I can't help you if you don't allow me to speak. So you need to find out where those pods are. If you place the trial offer and you paid the $5.95, it's not fraud. So your bank, even if you dispute the charge, they can't refund the charge. Have you already disputed? Hello?
You see, what I'm saying, when I get it, I can return it.
So there's no return, ma'am. What you'll have to do is call your financial institute, let them know that you spoke with us. If you're willing to call back in, get a third-party call made. Just ask the bank to make a third-party call for you. If you're willing not to dispute, then we can get it refunded. But you can't return it.
So I don't want that for $60. So what do I do if I get it?
Call your bank and ask them to make a third-party call. You would have to be willing not to dispute for you to be able to receive a refund.
Okay, so call the bank, tell them not to dispute it.
Ask the bank to make a third party call for you.
Okay, a third party call. Okay.
Yeah, I've notated the account, so when you call back in with your bank on the line, the agent who takes your call will be able to assist you.
Okay, able to give me, and then what do I do with the pod if I get it?
You would keep it, ma'am. You can't send it back.
So I cannot send it back, but I can get back my money.
If you call back in with your bank on the line.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Okay, then.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have a blessed one. Bye.